In the name of God, the gracious, the merciful. Everything in the heavens and the earth praises God. To him belongs the kingdom, and to him all praise is due, and he is able to do all things. It is he who created you. Some of you are unbelievers, and some of you are believers. And God perceives what you do. He created the heavens and the earth with truth, and he designed you, and designed you well, and to him is the final return. He knows everything in the heavens and the earth, and he knows what you conceal and what you reveal. And God knows what is within the hearts. Has the news not reached you, of those who disbelieved before? They tasted the ill consequences of their conduct, and a painful torment awaits them. That is because their messengers came to them with clear explanations, but they said, "Are human beings going to guide us?" So they disbelieved and turned away. But God is in no need. God is independent and praiseworthy. Those who disbelieve claim that they will not be resurrected. Say, "Yes indeed, by my Lord, you will be resurrected. Then you will be informed of everything you did. And that is easy for God." So believe in God and his messenger, and the light which we sent down. God is aware of everything you do. The day when he gathers you for the day of gathering, that is the day of mutual exchange. Whoever believes in God and acts with integrity, he will remit his misdeeds, and will admit him into gardens beneath which rivers flow, to dwell therein forever. That is the supreme achievement. But as for those who disbelieve and denounce our revelations, these are the inmates of the fire, dwelling therein forever. And what a miserable fate! No disaster occurs except by God's leave. Whoever believes in God, he guides his heart. God is aware of everything. So obey God, and obey the messenger. But if you turn away, it is only incumbent on our messenger to deliver the clear message. God, there is no God but he. And in God let the believers put their trust. O you who believe, among your wives and your children are enemies to you, so beware of them. But if you pardon, and overlook, and forgive, God is forgiver and merciful. Your possessions and your children are a test, but with God is a splendid reward. So be conscious of God as much as you can, and listen, and obey, and give for your own good. He who is protected from his stinginess, these are the prosperous. If you lend God a good loan, he will multiply it for you, and will forgive you. God is appreciative and forbearing. The knower of the unseen and the seen, the Almighty, the wise,